Sato, but you can speak in any language, but maybe English?
Well,
could you ask in Japanese for the sake of the recording? Yes. Okay, I will speak in Japanese. Well, confirmation to Kevin-san, in your final presentation, you talked about the operating profit for next year rising by 17 to 19%. You said, I think that was written. But before, when you held the IR day, you said it would not be a hockey stick, but it would be like a U stick, a U letter shape. That is, you'll aim for 30% of operating profit toward 2030. I think I heard that pitch back then. So this term, you'll be investing in people, so that's why your operating profit margin may not improve as much. I think that's how you started the year. But how about next year? Next year, you will be investing in various solutions for each segment, which means that your profit margin may drop even further. How should we look at this operating margin against your medium-term plan? That's the question.
Thanks, Sato-san. I'll start and perhaps others will chime in, but let me start. First of all, from philosophy standpoint, we've been publishing the Road to plans for several years now, and we're really trying to be consistent in using those as a way of telegraphing what our North Star is, where we're pointing the business from a business strategy perspective. And we feel like we've been consistent in that we are really pushing the business hard to drive those healthy top-line growth numbers. We think of that as, you know, something that we need to do and we want to be able to do. So that's job one. But we're always keeping an eye to the bottom line. And you can see in every model we've published, we've always said that we will be increasing our operating margins over time, over time. And in the road to 2028, that plan remains the same. We are still targeting the 8 to 10% range in terms of top line growth. And on the bottom line, a 25 to 27% operating margin on the bottom line is an increase from where we are today. So we plan to increase it over time. You could tell from the presentations that, you know, we've really decided to jump in and go all in on a lot of things in and around AI because the opportunity is there. So yes, we are making some investments in 2026 in order to capitalize on that. And that's why you'll see that our operating margin for 2026 will be the operating income for 2026 will be flat from 2025.
Thank you. One more additional question. The big one and other focused new services. Of these four services, what would be the highest margin business? Which one of these four will be the highest margin?
The highest margin business that we have in the company is Trend Life. That's our consumer business is our highest margin business that we have. Trend AI has a very, very healthy margin. So our enterprise business has a very healthy margin along the way. But Trend Life has the best margin. So with the enthusiasm that I hope you picked up in both Frank's presentation and Rachel's presentation, if we can get top-line growth happening there, margins will come.
Okay. And just an additional comment, the spin-off startups like VicOne or even Magna, they're startup companies. So they will be making losses but delivering high growth. So that will also affect the consolidated margins.
Okay. わかりました. ありがとうございます. That's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you. 他の質問はどうですか?
Any other questions? Hello, this is Kikuchi, SMBC Nikko Securities. I have a follow-up question. Next fiscal year's guidance, well, we will have to wait until next February, you said. But is the target margin, in terms of operating income or profit, do you have any specific target, Kevin? Operating income, you said, was going to be flat year by year. You showed the range for the revenue and the range of the margin. And if we multiply these two, the profit go up or down. So what will be the target or objective of the operation? Where is your target? And I think your plan says that the expense will increase and you'll be making investments. But what are the specific investments that you'll be making? Well, I believe that perhaps it's a headcount increase or increase in sales marketing. And for R&D, we don't have any specificity, but what will specifically increase? Is it outsourcing cost or something else? Those are the two questions.
I can start and others can jump in. Yes, so from a 2026 perspective, you did summarize it correctly in terms of we will be providing full guidance when we release our 2025 fiscal year Q4 and full year results in the February timeframe. So that's when we will provide full guidance. But we wanted to use this opportunity to really telegraph where we think the business is headed in 2026. And we are making investments in sales and marketing in both Trend Life and Trend AI. We're making investments in R&D related to the AI work that we're doing in both Trend Life and Trend AI. And as Mahendra said, we're also making investments in VIC1, the robotics and automotive initiative that Max described, and this instantiation of this new AI systems integration and consulting business. So those combined represent the increased investments that we are making. We feel like we're still going to land with operating income flat from 2026. From 2025, so we will have roughly the same operating income, and the margin will be slightly smaller than what we're finishing the year with. It will be in the 17 to 19% range, so still very healthy, and we do plan to increase it as we move along, but we want to really take an opportunity to go after this burgeoning market, all exploding in and around AI right now.
So let me talk about the investment in the R&D side. For you can see, we are investing in creating our own SLM, which is a specific language model. Plus, we are creating this digital twin for all our major customers. Those are utilizing the new GPU computing power, new AI platform. And those, at the same time, we still need to maintain original CPU-based computing. So during 2026, you can see that double parallel. We both are investing both of those computing power. That's on the R&D side, major of our development, moving on to AI, new computing platform. Other than that, I'd like to have Rachel and Frank talk about specifically how they will invest in their own Trend Life and Trend AI business. Maybe starting with Trend Life.
Yes, like Kevin said, that specifically on sales marketing, if you look at our consumer business, the majority of our market is in Japan, right? And we have some tractions in the rest of the world, but I think, you know, there's a lot of rooms there. So we're going to add in more sales and marketing beyond just Japan, right, particularly in Europe. As you can see, some of the partnership that we have, but we'll be very cautiously selecting the partner instead of, you know, randomly, you know, following the traditional antivirus channel strategy. I think, you know, the beyond AB is very different go-to-market strategy. So partnership is most important than the retail. Okay. So mostly will be outside of Japan in terms of the sales marketing investment in 2026 for Trend Life.
Yeah, so for Trend AI, and I will talk about from three perspectives. One is go-to-market, and the second is from the branding perspective, and the third is just to echo what Eva is talking about, R&D. So from the go-to-market perspective, if you saw my presentation, we are really we took some effort and to resharpen, you know, our go-to-market, you know, the methodology and the engine. And for example, we are transforming from regional based to vertical based, and also we are transforming from individual seller responsibility and ownership to shared squad mode, which we are pushing our tech bench and in front of the customers more and more, which is the customer success, you know, motion. Actually, this is also the cost, that because you are moving more tech bench and you need more people, you know, like serve our accounts and customers. But that makes sense because customers want to have, you know, deep industry, you know, conversations. They want to understand how your product can, so, you know, help us. And also, especially in the current world, cybersecurity becomes so complicated. And also in the AI, and more, you know, technology-driven conversation is needed in the selling process. So that is what we are transforming the go-to-market, and from US and also go out in the rest of the world. And from the branding perspective, because of this rebranding, we see this as the opportunity to tell the world. One is we are very aggressive going to the AI security market, and we are investing a lot on this. And also second, this is also remind, you know, we are building the modern fashion cybersecurity platform, which is our vision one. You know, we are kind of upgrade and migrate a lot of our legacy products and legacy product users into the modern world. We want, you know, use this modern brand and also own the market and also help customers to have changed the perception about what Trimicro is delivering. And the last part, just to echo what Eva say, R&D part. Yes, we use AI to improve our productivity, and also we use AI to improve our security outcome. And at the same time, we are also use our cybersecurity platform to protect our AI journey end to end. So that's all our investment in 2026, from go to market to the branding, and also how we are doing the R&D.
Understand. Thank you. Negi-san, can you please give us a comment from the CFO perspective? So, leading to next year, I think the expense will go by 1%. That's my understanding. So, hiring will increase. That is going to be, that was the use, traditional driver for growth of expense. But you're talking about R&D expense to be added. This is a little bit unusual.
So,
is this going to be mostly headcount-based cost increase, or is this a different kind of a cost increase for the whole of Trimicro?
So, thank you, Kikuchi-san. I think the headcount-based cost is there, but as Eva mentioned, we are also investing in our model development and the back end for that. And this is a GPU-based backend using NVIDIA infrastructure. So there will be some cost of building that backend also. But all that helps in increasing the productivity of the company and delivering better response to the customers. So there's a, this is a combination of both people cost as well as some backend infrastructure cost.
Thank you. That's all from me.
Thank you.
あ、お世話になります。JP モラインのヘンダーソンです。すみません。二つご質問がありまして、まず一つ目は、今回ご紹介いただいたビッグワン ちら、まあ、2023年、24年は先行投資、まあ、基盤作りのフェーズだったところが2025年からかなり加速的に伸びており、あのこちらのグロースドライバー、
レベルのドライバーが伸びているのか。 So we'd like to see what know the drivers for this increasing big one. And I guess you'll be increasing in terms of the number of robots or what sort of partners would you be partnering with? I think you have a partnership with Tesla already. So if you could talk about Vic One and the backdrop to whatWhy the business is growing so much.
Okay, so I think the one when you look at our, we have two sectors. One is automotive and this is robotic. Our major growth came from the automotive. And the growth is due to the investment on the vehicle cybersecurity because of the automotive vehicle cybersecurity, the whole sector start from,the early day COVID compliance, we're not going to transformation. It's like something like IT security transformation means that the automotive company, they are start to setting up the security strategy. They start to set up the security company, security organization. They hire the ITC to build on the security. So therefore, that is the main core why to resolve the security adoption.And the secondly, drive force is because of we are rich on the globally. Our major headquarters is in Japan, and we also reach out the Asia, European, and the US side. So we will be able to build the trade record. We are literally the market leader right now. And we have, you see our three out of top 10, passenger car is in our customer. So we will be able to leverage, on the reference.And to get into the new customer. In current, our business is still on a new customer acquisition mode. So we are continuing to acquire customer because these two force leads us to growth. One is the whole industry start to convert to the transformation on the cybersecurity. So they are put a strategy and a budget on it. And secondly, we want to build the good foundation, which we can leverage, continue to capture the opportunity.
Also, because, Big One actually have product that is onboarding to the device,
yes,
car,
yeah.
And it was charged by per vehicle shipped. So as more per vehicle shipped to the market, then Big One's revenue grow.
Yes, yeah.
はい、ありがとうございます。では理解としては、まあ、今後こちらの、まあ、搭載されている。
Thank you. The number of the security products that are installed in these cars increase, then there will be a linear increase in parallel in your sales and revenue as well. Is that the correct understanding?
Yes, I think that is also one of our business model because we are charging on the per car. So it means that our growth. Except what I say, I mean, our organic growth means that when one customer purchases our solution in one car, and there are two increase. One is they are selling more car, they increase more license, and then they have a new model, they apply the new license too. Right? So that is one of our organic growth engine.
はい、あ、ありがとうございます。では、すみません、2点目で今回の2028年ロードマップ。
Thank you. Roadmap to 2028. You talked about 8 to 10% increase in net sales, and that's maintained. But next year, in Vision 1, I think you will shift from legacy subscription to Vision 1. And of course, there will be a move after.So the net sales increase will most likely slow down as a result, I presume. So in the road to 2028, from 2 years later, I believe that your sales will increase to offset and supplement this decline. Is that the correct idea?
Yeah, maybe I can start and then Rachel can jump in and add color. Yes, from a model perspective, as we've been talking about, you know, we have part of our existing customers that are running some of our older foundation products that we are vigorously working at upgrading them onto our latest and greatest platform. And Rachel talked about how great the results are so far. You know, we're sitting at 47% attachment rate today, year to date. We're 11,400 of our customers have already upgraded. So, you know, we're doing a really nice job of that. And those upgrades will continue into 2026. But then what Rachel also described is that once we get a customer upgraded onto the Vision One platform, we have much more expansion potential. So that's where we see over time that getting those customers on Vision One, we will see that the expansion potential will help us accelerate the growth in Trend AI. But Rachel, maybe you can add some color on how we're doing on that SaaS migration.
Yeah, sure. So for the legacy SaaS part, firstly, Vision One actually cover all of these legacy SaaS, let's say, functions in a modern way, because we build this using the latest, technology. And so we actually have the program at the end of this year, and every single legacy SaaS customers, starting from 2026, they cannot, when they do the renewal, they will renew our Vision One with our Vision One. When they buy new, they can only buy, Vision One. We kind of move this more aggressively because it's already proved that Vision One gives better user experience. And also Vision One gives a better result for us as well, like 74% ARR coming from Vision One and 136% NRR coming from Vision One. And also one thing I want to point out is, for the legacy SaaS, that potential is not just, for example, I'm using legacy SaaS email, I migrate to Vision One and it's the same product. The expansion is the key. Because of this NRR 136%, which means when we do this legacy SaaS, migration, it's keeping these customers with Trend Micro because they have better user experience. But key is they see the other 10 solutions, 9 solutions. They have huge potential to, contribute like more revenue, ARR, and to the overall result.
Thank you. ありがとうございます。すみません。もう、最後にもう一点。
One last point. Your sales organization or system was changed a bit, I believe, this time. And was it the enterprise sales or the, the tech engineers go with you in order to enhance your, budget ARR. But, you are seeing results already, then is that because your past sales initiatives were not going well? What was the reason for changing your sales methodology or sales operations this time?
Kevin, you want me?
Rachel, do you want to take that one?
Yeah, sure. So for the sales organization, that's right. We are doing some transformation. And we do this transformation because the technology and product and industry transformed. Like I, just mentioned, cybersecurity in the past, for example, years ago, Trend Micro, we sell more about EPP solution and endpoint solution, email security solution. These are all point product solution. Now, since so many years, and now till today, we are selling platform, which means that we have higher, demand and higher standard on the sales force. Every sales force, when they go to customers, they kind of need to focus on what customer need and any solution they need to pick to see, how I'm solving your problem using the entire platform. So it makes the cybersecurity entire solution portfolio to be more complicated. That's also why we see, because of this, technology changing, and also because of all of these AI, you need to have all the large language model, small language model, all of these knowledge in. And the best case is you need to put the expert in front of the customers, more than before. So one of the things we are, this kind of transformation, I would
actually we call it, this is business transformation. It's kind of technical leader and the sales leader. They kind of become interconnect together to be business leader, to grow business together. So I think this is not because trend just sitting here want to change. It's because the entire technology, you know, industry is changing. We, product changed, go-to-market machine needs to, you know, relatively, you know, catching up with how we are innovating in the platform. That's the reason behind.
Yeah, I'd like to maybe highlight something that about Japan, our home country's growth. In the past 2 quarters, we really see Japan back to the growth. And two things. First, if we talk about the migration from the legacy SaaS. Japan has the biggest endpoint market, and Japan is right now, finally, we get them to migrating to Vision One. And second, Japan also is the one that changed the whole, first changed the whole sales organization. And I think Japan salespeople just told me that they feel before we were selling product individually. So the talk with customer or channel partner is all about product and the renewal business. But now we are going to customer and talking about their cybersecurity strategy and how they are going to allocate their cybersecurity budget. This is a total different sales motion. And we also see that already happening in Japan, the overall the deal size has increased in Japan. So I just want to say Japan, we haven't been seeing Japan has a very good growth in the enterprise business, but now Japan has leading this transformation and already showing really strong growth in the enterprise. And I believe that growth will start to go to the other region, especially US.
Thank you very much. We're looking very much forward to your future expansion. Thank you very much.